This is Dear Hallmark. Each week, I'll bring you reviews of your favorite Hallmark movies and TV shows. So grab a drink and let's see what we're getting into with this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Hallmark. My name is Dara, and I am your host for this show. It's been a minute since we've talked, and a lot of movies have premiered, and so we have some catching up to do. And the first one that I wanted to talk about was the one that slapped me in the face the most. And as you can see by the title, it is the movie Never Been Kissed. And it stars Janelle Parrish, Pascal Lemotte. Ooh, I forget her last name because her name is hyphenated, and Mr. Tyler Hines. And this was I don't want to say it's the most anticipated movie of the season, because I think that's Biltmore and Hold Out the Holly too. But we all know what the Hines effect, we might as well call it. It's the Hines effect when it comes to Hallmark. So this was a highly anticipated movie because of the actors involved. The premise out the gate, which is two women who are best friends having the same crush on a grown man that they both had a crush on in high school. They kind of, reignite the once burning flame for his love. And that's what we see here as you actually watch the movie. Naomi, played by Janelle, and Liz, played by Pascal, they're best friends. They own an app together that's been doing very well. And now they're back home for Christmas. It's supposed to be a vacation, but they have this lingering, will this venture capitalist company invest in them? Will they not? Da 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 da. So as they're, you know, doing their little woosaw, they run into their high school crush, Chris Silver, played by Tyler Hines. And he takes them down into this black hole of high school remembrance that they didn't want to go down, but they inevitably trip and go down into, which turns them, in my opinion, into high schoolers themselves. And that, my friends, is where my biggest grievance is with this movie. So the overall storyline and premise of this movie was unappealing to begin with, in all honesty. We're just going to keep it straight. No chaser here. I wasn't looking forward to this. I didn't like the idea of a Hallmark Christmas movie being about two women fighting and fawning over a dude. And as we began to, you know, as you get into the movie, even you do find that the movie is more so about the friendship, even though this crush on Chris is a thing, but it's more so focused on the friendship of Naomi and Liz. And that was something that was captivating within the first few minutes before they went home. I enjoyed their friendship chemistry immensely in the beginning, but the more the movie went on, the less and less I liked it. Now, what I will say is I think this is some of the best friendship chemistry that we've seen across all Hallmark movies. I'm gonna say it. With the focus being the two women, I think it's one of the best. They have some of the best friendship chemistry, and I want to see them in another movie together, but not in this context. I don't like how the women were. I had to remind myself that they were 35-year-old women. I think how the characters were written and the plot line just was a disappointment. I think it was, I don't think it was executed well, y'all. I don't know what the intentions were for this, but whatever they were, I don't think they were executed well. I didn't appreciate how it seemed like, A, Chris was turning them against each other. They weren't truthful with each other about how much they actually liked Chris. And the movie just felt incredibly shallow and surfacey and cheap in not a good way. Because, you know, like, we could do our light, fluffy movies. There can be some of those movies where it's low stakes, it's not that deep. We could have fun. Like, Haul Out the Holly. You know what I mean? It wasn't that deep. That one was full-on comedy. And I think that that was gold. But because they also tried to go deep with the friend, like, with, how do I want to say this? Just kind of why the best friends, or like which role the best friends played in each other's lives. And Liz was like, well, I've been carrying you this entire time. I've always been there for you. And they said some very hurtful words to each other towards the end. And I said, whoa. But on top of that, we have another layer of cake that involves their mothers. So Liz is Jewish and she celebrates Hanukkah with her family. However, her mother always, you know, chomps at the bit about her not coming home regularly. There's no picture of her. The mother shows them the family card, the family Christmas card. Liz isn't in it. And she's like, well, you haven't been here to take a picture. And then the mom redid the family card and she literally looked like she photoshopped a Polaroid on top of the Christmas card, and her eyes are closed. And then the mom is like, well, you've never accepted the new family because, you know, the mom remarried and there's a bonus daughter who's become her sister, her little sister, and they seem to have a relationship. But I feel like Liz always felt like the odd man out, is it? And that she was never included and she was never really a part of the family. But I don't think she actively communicated that. And so by default, she pulled away. That's what I'm thinking. But then let's focus on that, because I think throwing in a dash of that, but not giving in because of the depth of that storyline and not giving it the room to breathe that it needs to, cheapens it. Same with Naomi and her mom. Her mom and her have zero boundaries. She doesn't know how to say no to her mom. Her mom wants to move in with her, wants to do everything with her. She doesn't know how to not be around her daughter and live her own life. And so I feel like just having the two women alone could have been a movie without the whole reliving high school. Like, that whole high school fiasco, which is what I'm going to call it, was really a deterrent. It left a bad taste in my mouth. It really, really did. And I think the plot line and the story did a disservice to where we really could have seen the characters go of Naomi and Liz. I felt like they had potential and you could see it in the beginning because, again, their chemistry is so dope as friends. But the further they got into the movie, once they met, you know, their high school people, classmates, and then Chris enters the picture, I feel like it all goes downhill from there. And so let's segue into Tyler Hines' character of Chris. Chris Silver was that dude in high school. He was in everything, over everything, the bomb at, like, he was just that dude. All the girls had a crush on him. All the guys wanted to be like him, and all the girls wanted to be with him. And so, so what we're going to do is we're going to take it back. So while they were promoting this movie, they put a heavy emphasis on Tyler, which I get. Again, we talk about the Hines effect, you know? We know, and I believe now, they know what the Hines homie can do to a movie for ratings because of the thickness with three C's of his fan base, right? They know he's going to pull in some numbers. They know you put the Hines in the movie, is everybody's eyes is going to be on it. But I feel like after A Picture of Her and now having seen never been Chris'd. There's becoming this narrative that I'm sensing, in my opinion, let me just keep throwing that out there as a disclaimer, in my opinion, that they, it feels like, why is Tyler always doing these cool, just slick, cool roles, you know? Like, with the picture of her, it was, you know, the leather jacket, the aviators, the motorcycle. You know what I'm saying? He was a little slick, little homie, you know? And then in Chris, as Chris Silver, it, like, he was that dude. Everybody wanted to be like him. Like, he was this dope guy. Like, he was it. And I hope that we don't begin to typecast him into these types of roles, because Tyler is such an incredible, creatively talented human being that he is far more than these types of roles. And I hope this doesn't become a pattern, is what I'm saying. I don't want this to become a pattern where we just reduce certain actors to certain things, you know? And it's like, okay, we get it. I get it that you understand the Hinds effect, but let's leave it where it is and then begin to use him in other ways. Like Always Amore, that's still one of my favorite movies. I think it's because okay, let me not go on a tangent. This is not the episode to go on a tangent. I won't go on a tangent. I am just ready to see Mr. Hinds in a different type of role. I want to see him in something completely different. I want to see a role that may be challenging the status quo of what we think a Hinds role is. You know what I mean? The first thing that comes to mind is a role like Brennan Elliott's in the first All in Love movie opposite Lacey Chabert, where he's that obnoxious bad man of business. And I get it. Everybody has their thing. But at the same time, if you know, Brennan Elliott has range. He can be the friendly nurse who helps out an ailing woman, a la Miss Christmas Comes to Town. But he can also be obnoxious. He can be endearing, and he can also be annoying. And I like that we get to see both sides of Brennan Elliott throughout the movies that he plays. And I want the same for Hinds. Like, I don't want it to become a thing where everything is just slick now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that to be the case. And so that was my biggest thing with this movie, is I'm sensing a pattern that I hope hasn't started or doesn't continue. Now, getting more so into the character of Chris as it was written feels incredibly shallow. I get it that he's a bit insecure, but I don't think we gave him the space enough to really dig into it. Because then at the end, there were these cringe lines of, you know, well, with you, I feel like Chris Silver. And she's like, that's because you are Chris Silver to me. And then they kiss. And I'm just thinking, oof. This one hurts right here, boss. This one hurts. And then the unnecessary additive of him being this closet pescatarian. I get that you were trying to throw a little whoop-de-woo, little fru-la-la, little confetti into the mix, but I think it was misplaced. I think it was doing the most, and it was, you know how as you're styling an outfit, sometimes less is more? Less is more in this case. Like, we didn't need that. And I don't think it was comedic. I don't think it added any. If anything, I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing with this? Like, what are we doing? So I do know. I know this movie didn't do it for your girl. This movie ain't it, boss. And I think this is something I talked about in my YouTube review of this, because I felt like this movie needed both a YouTube and a podcast response, because it provoked a sentiment that I feel like a lot of people have echoed throughout this year. And it's not just particular to the countdown to Christmas season. It's stuff like this where it's like, we don't need 40 movies. It's just like we could have passed on this one. As much as we love the homie, as much as we love our girl Janelle, and I definitely want to see Pascal in another movie, or Pascal in another movie for sure. Quick aside, I think she had better chemistry with Tyler than Janelle did. Every time Pascal and Tyler were together, I said, "Oh, I see something here and I want to see more." That's an aside. But I don't think this was the proper story to introduce. I don't think this was it. I don't think this should have been a thing. It did too much, and I think it tried to be too on the nose for the Heinz effect, and too, I don't want to use the words contemporary, because then it makes me feel like I'm a 19th period like petticoat person. But I sometimes I feel like we try to push boundaries so much that we go off brand in the wrong way. And having seen Santa Summit now, Santa Summit is the perfect example of how to kind of push the boundaries and, for lack of better words, go quote unquote off brand, if you will. But it's quality and it's good. You know what I mean? Like, it's excellent and it hits on all cylinders. And I could totally see myself watching Santa Summit again. I'm not going to go into a whole review right now, but just to cut, because they aired back to back, right? They aired Saturday and Sunday. Both new, both with a young feel, both with a young vibe, but both executed differently. And it's so interesting. And I feel like it opens the conversations up into something like, what would a Christmas season be like with less movies and more time put into less movies, you know? And, you know, because we do get some hits out of the 40 movies, but a lot of the time, you know, a lot of the times, a good 40 to 50% of the movies are just meh. Meh. And I understand people have did there's different strokes for different folks. So many people love certain movies that other people are just, what's the word? Like, they hate. Other people hate movies that they love. So it's people are going to find, you know, what their favorite is. And I know some people still love this movie despite, you know, how I feel, whatever, it doesn't matter. So it's just that I still feel like we could get a better quality quotient if there were less movies, because right now I feel like our quality quotient is extremely low. Yeah. And you know, I don't like to be too deep with my reviews because I'm not a film critic. I am just a genuine lover, viewer, and enthusiast of this network, of this brand, of these movies. But when I see movies like this, it brings up certain topics, situations, and thoughts that make me go, that I'll have to express in my review because it's my honest opinion and experience as I've watched the movie. So let me look at my notes here and see if I got everything. I think I did. I did think Pascal's dress in the gym was gorgeous, and I think that was her best look, and she looked absolutely gorgeous in that. And I kept waiting for Chris to acknowledge her beauty, but he didn't, which I get now because he was into Naomi, but still, I think that her beauty needed to be acknowledged, and I felt slighted. But in any event, this movie gets 2 stars. One for Pascal, one for Janelle, and we'll just throw a bag of bows to our homie Hind. You know what I'm saying? Whoop-de-woo. You know, I just, this is, wow. I think we're kind of getting into the, eesh, this is where it gets weird. You know, this is where we got to fight through some of these movies. This is that real, like, push through the middle, I feel like we're entering right now. And it's going to be interesting to see what these next few movies are going to be like. Yeah. And so those are my thoughts on Never Been Kissed. Be sure to follow the YouTube channel as well. I put up my review on there. I echoed some of the same sentiments, but expressed them differently. Some things I don't think I touched on. I don't remember if I touched on here that I may have touched on the YouTube, on the YouTube companion review of this movie. But yeah, those are my thoughts, you guys. I'm very curious. Please let me know. What did you think about this movie? Because I scroll through the Instagram and the Facebook streets, and people either loved it or hate it. There is no in between with this. This is a very polarizing movie. This is a very polarizing movie. So, again, I am extremely curious with what you guys think about this movie. So let me know your thoughts. You can do so by leaving a voice message. There is a link in the show notes where you are able to leave 60 seconds worth of your thoughts. So I know that's a short amount of time. You will have to be succinct, or you can leave multiple messages, and then I can play them here on the pod and we can dialogue back and forth that way. Be sure to comment on Instagram, or you can leave a comment on the YouTube review if you want to do that as well, on the YouTube or the Facebook. I'm sorry, my Instagram post or my YouTube companion review to this, and we can dialogue there. Well, you guys, onward and upward. Onward and upward from here. So, in the meantime, between time, my friends, be sure to watch a Hallmark Countdown to Christmas movie that you love. And I'll talk to you in the next video. Nope, this is not a video, this is a podcast. So I will talk to you in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.